This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين أما بعد اللهم علمنا يا نائب ما علمنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وعملا يا كريم اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Always, brothers and sisters in Islam, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His assistance and guidance, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the adverse consequences of our deed. We testify that whosoever He guides, none can misguide, and whosoever He misguides, then none can guide. And we praise His and blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship besides one Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. To our brothers and sisters in Islam, I greet you with the greetings of Islam and peace and the greetings of the people of Paradise. Salaam Allahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. And I welcome you to episode 8 of season 4 of our series Blast from the Past Seerah in the 21st century. Alhamdulillah, over the past 7 days, this is our 8th day, we've been traveling through the second portion of the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in relation to the Medinan period. We began with the Banu al-Muttalib expedition, and we are currently discussing the battle of the Confederates, and we are actually taking question 3 of this battle. It's a massive battle. It's filled with gems, and subhanAllah, it's filled with inspirations, really. And yesterday, we reached the point in the story whereby, subhanAllah, the Muslims were tested with the severity of digging this trench, and they went through it with Iman and with Islam and with obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I shared with you two narrations from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two narrations, both in Sahih Bukhari, one by Jabir radiallahu anhu and one by Bara, really highlighting for us the reality of the situation, the hunger that they felt, the difficulty of the situation, all this before the siege actually begins. And what will make you understand how difficult it was when the siege actually began. Now, as we said, everyone was invested. Everyone was invested despite all tools, despite work, expertise, despite, the lack of experience. We see everyone invested with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this matter, in the decision that he took for this trench to be dug, in how he distributed the workload, in also the place that he chose for this trench to be dug. And everyone was diligent, everyone was with it, they were with him, they stood by him, and nobody left except after seeking permission from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we discussed how Jabir, he took permission from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to cook his wife, and when he went home, he checked what food was available, and then came back and told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come over. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Nur, about the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَإِذَا كَانُوا مَعَهُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ جَامِعٍ لَمْ يَذْهَبُوا حَتَّى يَسْتَأْذِنُوا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَأْذِنُونَكَ أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَإِذَا اسْتَأْذَنُوكَ لِبَعْضِ شَأْنِهِمْ فَأْذَنْ لِمَنْ شِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
tells us about the believers. He says the believers are only those who believe in Allah and His Messenger. And when they are meeting with Him for a matter of common interest, they do not depart. They do not leave Him until they have asked for His permission. Allah says, indeed, those who ask your permission, O Muhammad, those are the ones who believe in Allah and His Messenger. So when they ask your permission for something of their affairs, then give permission to whom you will among them and ask forgiveness for them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving, the most merciful. And indeed, this is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with His Messenger. He would give them the permission and he would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. Now, yesterday we also discussed the visionary moment that happened, and I said we will delay today's session. We discussed part of it in the sense that the Sahaba came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when there was this rock that they just couldn't get through, and they thought this would be the Achilles heel of the trench, in the sense that if the rock remained, then the Quraysh and the Confederates, they would get over to us via this particular rock. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we discussed yesterday, he was so approachable. He immediately said he was coming down, and when he went down, his chest was exposed, where his upper part of his body was exposed, and the Sahaba saw that he had a stone tied to his belly, and also others noticed that they couldn't even see his hair, given how much dust he had on his body. So, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, there was a visionary moment that took place. Also, well, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went down to deal with the situation, he asked for a pick and then he struck this rock. Right? He struck this rock, and subhanAllah, in the narration, as we see in Sunan Nasa'i is another book of hadith which gathers the reports in relation to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It said that he struck the rock three times. And each time he would strike this rock, a bright light would spark. And in another narration, it was like a light in the middle of a dark night. Sorry guys, I have a disturbance. Just 1 second, bear with me. On Facebook and on YouTube and Twitter is intermittent. I'm not sure why. I have checked everything on the end. Everything seems to be working phenomenally well. Allahu musta'an. I pray that the situation does in some capacity resolve itself. I'm just going to try. I'm not sure if this will improve the situation. But in any case, we will continue. So, we were discussing how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam struck this rock three times. He struck the rock three times, and each time he struck it, a bright light would spark. Subhanallah. And in another narration, it was like a light in the middle of a dark night would come up. Now just imagine a pitch dark night, and then this laser light comes through. This bright white laser light. So you can see from all over. This is how this light is being described, right? And he strikes it once, this light comes. He strikes it again, this light will be struck for a third time, this light comes. And it is said in the narration that each time he struck it, he would say, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. And he would say that the keys of ancient Syria are granted to me. When he did it once, then he did it again. And this light comes up, says, Allahu Akbar. I can see, and he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Persia has been granted to me. And I swear by Allah, I can now see the white palaces of Persia. On the third strike, الآية comes up and he says صلى الله عليه وسلم الله أكبر, Allah is the greatest, I've been given the keys of Yemen. And then he says, I swear by Allah, I can see the gates of Sana'a whilst I'm in my place. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this is visionary. Right? This is visionary. How is this visionary? Right? Because you are in the midst of digging a trench whilst you are waiting to meet an army of unprecedented proportions. Forget about the civilization of Persia, the civilization of Rome, right? The armies were at another level, right? So this is your situation. And at this moment, you are saying, Allahu Akbar, Allah has granted me Persia, Allah has granted me the Yemen, and so on and so forth. Subhanallah. This is visionary. This is what the leader does. The leader does this. What does the leader do? The leader is making people see beyond. He's making the people see beyond the situation that they are in. They see beyond this. Right? Because, you know, this is a stressful time. But when you hear words of encouragement like this, words of positivity, what happens? Well, what happens is, immediately you have this belief that you're going to get through this. If this is what I'm being promised, then I'm going to get through this. Now, sorry, brothers and sisters, let me continue slightly distracted here because I'm getting disturbances on my phone. I am. I'm pretty sure it's related to the audio. I'm hoping, inshallah, that it sorts itself out. Inshallah. Let me just take a pause for a moment to try and see what's going on again. I apologize for this.
Right. Assalamu alaikum. For those who are with us, if you could just confirm with me if the audio has improved. I apologize for the technical difficulties. I'm unable to explain what has happened. Okay, so inshallah we'll end the stream here. There seems to be technical difficulties. I apologize for this. We'll have to repeat this particular episode inshallah next time. Apologies for this, brothers and sisters in Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.